So the Dayton Foundation is a community foundation. We've been here in the greater Dayton area since 1921. So just in a couple years, we'll be having our 100th anniversary. And community foundations, we're one of about 880 community foundations, largely place-based to help individuals, families, companies in that region that want to do charitable giving. We're not limited to the giving to those areas, but the individuals live, work, and play in their respective regions. So we serve the greater Dayton area and have about 3,700 different individuals, families, companies, organizations that want to do good. The common denominator, Jerry, is that people come to us saying, I'd like to do something good. They do that through their fund, and we help them figure out what it is they may want to do. And everyone's different. We might have a scholarship fund. We might have a designated fund to help someone's church or temple. We might have someone that says, I just want to help the environment or kids. Everyone's different. And through our staff, through Joe and Michelle, we find out what it is that the legacy and the commitment and the change that people want to make in the community. We work with them, and we stand side by side with them, and we now work with about 3,700 families over this 100-year history that want to make a change in the greater Dayton community.
And so when they come to you, they have a general idea, as you said, of what they want to do, and you kind of lay out the structures of what that's going to take to get that accomplished.
Exactly, and that takes a different form for every family, every different group. Some people are interested in doing things while they're still alive and on this earth, and other people say, I'd like to plan now for when I pass. Many people do it while they're alive. It might be a scholarship fund to help a certain group of kids. It might be a program to help send kids to camp. It could be a designated fund. It might be a donor advised fund where they say we'd like to advise annually on where we send those gifts. Through the foundation, one of the most popular products we have is a product that almost 2,000 people in the region have. It's called a charitable checking account. It's very simple, no minimums, no fees. It's free. No minimum grant size, so everybody can have their own charitable checking account. Everybody can be a philanthropist. You put your money into your fund. You can do that with cash or stock, and you can direct then what charities are important to you. We help you make those transfers and those grants, keep track of all your record keeping, make it simple for you. So there's a role for everyone to be a philanthropist.
When people look at tax laws, printed out in paper form, it's a pretty big stack, and the charitable portion of that is, I imagine, pretty sizable as well. So you've got a lot of information to sort through and pass on to these interested parties.
Yeah, and last year, particularly at the end of last year, as we all know, there was a major tax reform bill that was passed by the federal government, so it's made a lot of change on charitable giving. Jerry, as you know, most of us don't give for tax reasons, right? We give because we care about an organization, a cause. We're trying to make a change, trying to make it a better place for us, our kids, our grandkids. With that said, everybody wants to do it in the most tax-advantaged way possible. So with the tax laws that changed last year, Joe and Michelle on our staff have been working with our advisor community, attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors, and others, on what's the most tax-advantaged way in which to give under this new tax environment. And one of those ways is a concept called bundling. And I'll let Michelle talk a little more about this concept. But, Jerry, as you know, one of the things that they passed last year was an increase in the standard deduction. So for many people, their charitable giving may or may not be deductible with a higher standard deduction. So, Michelle, maybe you can talk a little about this idea that many of our advisors are working with their clients on around bundling.
Right. So what our donors and have found very helpful for them to, as Mike said, give in the most tax-wise manner, has been to consider this idea of bundling their deductions into 1 year. And then by putting that into a donor-advised fund, of which the charitable checking account that Mike mentioned is one of those, they can then put the money in, get the tax treatment in the year that they need it, but then spend out those donations in future years. So it may be that they load it 1 year, they put $30,000 in, and their normal spending is $10,000 a year. So they would just keep, you know, spend $10,000 this year, $10,000 the next year, $10,000 the next year, and then in that fourth year, they would reload their fund and put more money back in. So what that allows them to do, as Mike was saying, the standard deduction before the tax laws, it's almost doubled. So a couple has to have $24,000 in deductions. So their state and local taxes, their real estate taxes, their mortgage interest, and their charitable giving has to get above that $24,000 as a couple. And so because there's been different limitations now on the maximum amount that they can deduct and some caps and just some changes, it's making it difficult for a lot of people to be able to itemize now. So that number of people that's itemizing is less and less. So the benefit of this is that they can still take the standard deduction in the other years. So they can take the $24,000 in, you know, years two and three. But in that first year, if they put that big $30,000 in, they're going to get above the $24,000. And then they'll also have their other state and local taxes. So that's just a smart tax play that a lot of advisors are recommending. And it's kind of one of the best things out there for people that are under 70 and a half. So we're just really recommending it and talking about it a lot, because between that and, as Mike mentioned, the other tax play that a younger person would have is to look at donating appreciated stock, because they kind of, if they are, they are putting in that bigger amount to get over their standard deduction, they're also avoiding capital gains tax. So that's great, because they can, if it's a stock that they like and maybe they want to hold on to, they can make that charitable contribution, but then they can go back and buy the stock, and they've just now increased their cost basis. They've, you know, they've upped that basis and made that contribution, and nobody's paid that capital gain then. So the whole amount goes into their fund.
So people obviously have their own financial advisors, but if they're interested in what the Dayton Foundation has to offer, what's the best avenue of contact?
One of the things that a lot of individuals like, we have 53 different money managers that they can choose from. So if they want their funds to be invested, chances are we may have their investment advisor already as one of the investment advisors that we work with.
Anybody that might have an interest, Jerry, can go right to our website at DaytonFoundation.org, or can always call us at 937-222-0410. At our website, they'll find a lot of information, all of our contact information. They can call Michelle, can call Joe. We'll be happy to sit and talk and help see if there might be something we can help you with. At this time of year, Jerry, there's also a neat project on our website that your listeners might be interested in called the Changemaker Challenge. And, you know, there's different ways that we all give back, right? So we've been talking about financially supporting those kinds of groups and organizations making a difference in our community that we care about. Another way that we give is with our time. And the Changemaker Challenge is really an attempt by the foundation to pay homage to the countless volunteers throughout the greater Dayton region that day in and day out are volunteering their time to make a difference. And you'll find on our website this Changemaker Challenge where you can nominate someone you know that's making a change. So it might be somebody at a nonprofit you know, it might be someone at your church, at your school, in your community that you might call an unsung hero that every day is in the trenches helping, trying to make a difference. And you can nominate that individual, and two things happen with that. One, gives an opportunity to tell that person thanks and to tell their story and to give them maybe a much-deserved thank you. And also then, nominations can go through December 7th, and we're going to pick one of those individuals, and that individual can direct a grant to their charity of choice for $1,000. So we'll raise awareness of all the different causes that those wonderful volunteers are helping and change makers are helping with. And at least for everybody, you'll get the benefit of higher awareness and some recognition, and at least one of them will be able to help out the charity they care about a little more.
One thing, too, this time of year with the holidays coming up, we have a lot of donors who say, you know what, I don't want to give another sweater this year, right? Everyone's got enough sweaters out there. So I have a donor that he opened a charitable checking account for each one of his children, and he loaded that with money for each of them to be able to give out to charity. So it was a small, I mean, it was several hundred dollars, but it was a way that instead of buying them another video game or another sweater, that the kids can see, you know, that they have the option then throughout the year to give that money back. We have another family that every year, he has a family foundation, and every year around the table, everyone brings their ideas of what are the things that I think are cool out there here that's going on, and what do I want to support? And so everyone gets to put their ideas together and decide as a family charities that they're going to support. So just wanted to throw some of those ideas out there, that there's some really cool ways as a family you can give back too.
Michelle Lovely, Vice President of Development with the Dayton Foundation, and Mike Parks, Foundation President. Thank you both so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
It's great, Jerry. Thanks so much for having us.